A quick overview of the walnut breeding strategy at UC Davis. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Dr. Pat Brown is an associate professor in the Department of Plant Sciences. He's also a nut crops breeder.
You know, we generate lots of new nuts every year. Those get planted into seedling blocks. So those are unique, unreplicated seedlings planted close together on their own roots. The very best seedlings, less than 1%, get moved into selection blocks, where then they're planted wider apart on real rootstocks and replicated, and it looks more like a real orchard that you would recognize. From there, the best selections get moved out to grower trials, so that's where you come in. And as I said before, this is really a collaborative breeding program. We couldn't do it without you. And then the very best of the best get used as parents of new crosses to make the next generation.
And Brown said they're using a lot of DNA information move the breeding process along.
To help us make decisions about what to plant and what to move forward in the breeding program. And probably the most important use of the DNA information is to, rather than planting every single seed that we get, to throw away some of the seeds before they even make it into the field. And then moving forward, I think the big promise of markers is to make our operation even more efficient by getting rid of more and more of the lousy stuff before it even makes it into the field.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.